The journey of the soul.
We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
We
ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Welcome back to our series, The Journey of the Soul. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about something truly scary, the actual deception of Dajjal, the deception of Dajjal, and when this deception takes place, the arrival of Isa alayhi salam, inshallah, we will go on to in the next few episodes. Dajjal, when his deception becomes famous and around the world, there's this fear, or there's this pandemic, there's this outburst of chaos and disruption, and the strength, Dajjal, his deceiving strength will increase. He will stand up and deliver a sermon. He will deliver a sermon and people will migrate towards him. People will go towards him. And he, when he's recruited all these people, he will stand up and deliver a sermon. So up until now, he has announced that he is a good person. He is charismatic. He is, has good morals and values. He is freeing people from oppression. He is giving everyone, he's removing poverty, and he will stand up when he's got his enough strength and enough public perception. He will stand up and deliver this sermon, and he will say, is it not time that you know who your Lord is? Is it not time that you know who your Creator is? And they will reply, who is our Creator? He will reply, me, Ma'azallah. He will claim to be God. Up until now, he's been claiming to be the Antichrist, the Messiah. But now, he is claiming to be God. An angel will say, Kadhaba. He has told a lie. And everyone will hear a voice, and the voice will say, Kadhaba. He has lied. And then another angel will say, Saddaqa. He is telling the truth. Two angels. One will say he is lying. One is saying he is telling the truth. And this, for some people, will be a complete confusion. And this is going to test the true believer from the weak believer. And what does this narration actually mean? What does it mean for two angels to reply? One says one's given a positive feedback, one's given a negative feedback or response. And the scholars have mentioned that when the first angel says Kazaba, he is lying, that is in response to Dajjal's statement. And when the second angel says Saddaqa, he is responding to the angel. He's saying that the angel is telling the truth. He's not responding to Dajjal. He's not saying that the Dajjal is telling the truth. He's saying that the angel is, this second angel is actually confirming the first angel, and the first angel is actually rejecting the Dajjal. He will say, I am your Lord, and the sun and moon orbit with my permission. This is what the Dajjal will say. These are the statements he will make. Then he will make a day last as long as a year, and then a month, and then as long as a regular Friday. And then after that, the rest of the days will be the same. So he will cause disturbance or some sort of illusion in the sun, in the moon, on earth, in the seas, on the land. He will cause disturbance all over. People with weak faith will ask him. O Lord, give life to our cattle. Our cattle are dying. They are starving. There is a drought. There is a famine. Give life, grant life to our cattle. The Dajjal will cause this either an illusion or some sort of stunt, a public stunt, where he will be giving life back to animals. He will reassure the people. He will remove the drought. But in essence, what would have happened is he caused the drought. He would have caused his army, his people, to go and cause a drought, which will bring the people into this state of submission. They will go towards the Dajjal and say, look, bring life into our cattle, into our livestock. We depend on these. And because he caused the drought, he will also, is a bit like causing an illness. The pharmacist caused the illness so he could sell the medicine. The same tactic will be used by the Dajjal, where he causes a drought so he could give them the remedy. When they give them the remedy, not only will they be impressed by him, but they will also submit to him. So people will put their trust in the Dajjal. They will say, no doubt the person who has given life back to our cattle, into our livestock, ultimately he must be the creator. So they will lose any sort of doubt. They will believe in him. His fire will be such that a person entering into his fire is actually in a safe place. And his gardens are such, person entering into his garden will actually be a place of destruction, a place of problems. This is a vast narration. What that actually means, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into a fire. And what seemed to be destruction and an end to Ibrahim alayhi salam or any human was actually where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim.
O fire, ya naru, O fire, become cool, become salam, become peace for Ibrahim. Become cool for Ibrahim. So that fire, which from the optics looks like it will destroy a person, fire of the Dajjal will be of the same sort. It will look like as if it's destroying or destruction. But in essence, the truth is, person enters into it will attain salama. He will attain coolness. He will be in gardens. And vice versa, a person entering into his gardens, what seemed to be attractive and peaceful and glorious, is actually entering into destruction, perish, chaos, tribulations. This will be another deception of the Dajjal. And now he has recruited so many people. He has took on his side so many people. He has a strong hold amongst the international community. All the nations are gathered around supporting him. His influence will attract the population, the masses. The only two places, and we mentioned this in an earlier episode, the only two places where his fitna and his deception will not penetrate into are the lands of Makkah and the lands of Medina, subhanallah. He will not be able to get his power or his authority. He will not be able to throw his weight around in Makkah and Medina. Now at that point, an earthquake will take over the lands of Makkah and Medina. There will be such a powerful earthquake that the weak believers or the hypocrites that resided in Makkah and Medina, or those people who the Dajjal had already sent in order to spread his corruption within these two lands, they will automatically run out of the land in fear of the earthquake, and they will join on to the Dajjal's army. Now this will be the start of the end of the tribulations of the Dajjal. This will be the end of his game. They've realized. A nation tells us that there will be a Nadir. A Nadir. A Nadir is a warner who will be successful in exposing the Dajjal's illusions, his magic. There will be a Nadir who will be, yani he knows how to expose the Dajjal. He knows his weak spots. They will join him in Masjid al-Aqsa, where all of a sudden, the Dajjal and his followers will turn up. So they will all go to Masjid al-Aqsa. The Dajjal and his followers will turn up. Upon the arrival of this satanic army, this oppressive army, the Muslims will say to the blessed person, "You sit down, we will defend, we will fight him off." He will reply by saying, "No, I will go away and tell the people that he is here." He'll say, "No, just give me a minute. I'm going to broadcast that he's here. So they're going to try to take over Masjid al-Aqsa. And when he turns around to leave, right in front of his face will be Dajjal and his army. And Dajjal will recognize that this is that person who has been exposing me. This is that person who is called the Nadir. And the Nadir will know that Dajjal and his satanic, his oppressive, his destructive army is right in front of me. This will be one man facing a huge army. This one man has been exposing the lies of Dajjal internationally. And Dajjal recognizes that. And Dajjal will say, "Is this the dude, this the person who says, I do not have godly powers, I do not have divine powers?" Then Dajjal will summon one of his soldiers and say, give me a saw. And he will take the saw and he will slice this Nadir into two. So children who are watching, apologies. But he will saw this Nadir in a very brutal way. Now, people will be recording this maybe. Maybe it is a time of social media and press. So when he is getting, he saws him, slice him in half, and then he turns around and he says to the community, he says, "If I bring him back to life, will you believe that I am divine? I have divine powers?" People will say, "Of course." So he does something, and he does some sort of illusion, or he does some sort of what we call a false miracle, and he joins him back together, he comes back to life. And we see this in magic shows, where it's all illusions, where they slice a person in half, separate the body, and then they bring them back together. It's common. But when this Nazir gets back up, he turns around, he says, "I swear you are definitely the person, the Dajjal, the deceiver, that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about, because he told us that you're going to do this." Subhanallah. And the question is, why did this person not die? Was it an illusion? Or was it actually he sliced him in half? What was this? Why didn't he die? And Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, in one of his works, he says it's absolutely possible that this individual was none other than Khidr alayhi salam, the Nadir. None other than Khidr alayhi salam, who exposes him. And because Khidr alayhi salam drank from the water or the fountain of life, even if you try to kill him, he won't die, because he has drank from that fountain. And maybe Dajjal knows this, and Dajjal knows a lot about water, what we discussed about in the previous episodes. So maybe Dajjal, he knew this, and therefore he tried to work his magic. But he gets up and says, "You are definitely the person Prophet ﷺ told us about." So this will be the starting of the end of Dajjal and his tribulations. This will be his last episode. This will be the collapse of his very mortal and short-lived empire, corruption. But the tribulations that come with his oppression, beyond words, the amount of people that will die, the amount of corruption and disruption caused. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fitna of Dajjal. May He allow us to see a time of peace and glory and happiness and sakina. Ameen bijahi nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.